The King of Style, Dressing Michael Jackson, is the first art-driven book about the costumes, apparel, shoes, and accessories created and worn by Michael Jackson. It includes hundreds of lavish photographs and a behind-the-scenes look into the process of collaborating with the legendary entertainer. The book includes personal stories from the author and never-before-seen photographs. And it is such a pleasure to introduce the author and Portsmouth, Ohio native here in the studio this evening, Michael Bush. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invite.
And welcome back home.
Oh, there you go. That's beautiful Ohio.
First, how did you meet? And let's talk a little bit about what he was like to work with, how you developed this iconic style with him.
Okay, I met him in June of 1985 on my 27th birthday, which was a project for Walt Disney. It was Captain EO, which was a 3D movie. It was like an attraction for the amusement parks around the world that Disney had. I think we had the ability to make each other laugh more than anything. And Michael's just his mentality about what he was doing was, if you can't laugh your way through it and have a good time, we're not going to do it. So for the entire 25 years I worked with Michael, all I did was laugh. You laugh more than you worked. And sometimes you was working on a project or you go into work like designing something with him. Should have taken a half hour, 45 minutes. It could have been 8 hours. Just of the laughter and the fun and the joke telling and just that it was a great time.
You met him, you worked well together, he decided to bring you on the team, and then once you got involved in costuming him, what was that process like? Did you have the vision? Did you meet in the middle?
Each project was different, of course, and if Michael was recording an album or singing, Michael recorded his whole life. He would go in and record just to record because that was his life. That's what he felt.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, he knew. And if he was recording, it's like, get away from me, leave me alone. I don't care what you bring me. I'm singing. I'm creating my art from the gift God gave me. I'm singing. I'm writing music. Whatever you want. So you'd get a hint, like something red. The hard part was, what hasn't he had on before? Being that long in the business, even when I started with him in 85, it's like, what hasn't the man had on? And it was that constant change. If he was doing a live performance, a live tour, he was pretty hands-on. That he knew, we'd sit down with a piece of paper. Go in, he'd have a pencil, I'd have a pencil, we'd have an eraser and a piece of paper. I would draw, and he'd go, I'm not going to wear that, and he'd erase it. Then he would draw, and I'd say, I'm not going to make that, and I would erase it. And it was like two little kids sitting with crayons of who could outdo who, which when you were done, it should have been taking a half hour, 45 minutes, as busy as he was. 8 hours later, you had like a game plan, which wasn't like, we have to go that, that's not a concrete idea. That's maybe a direction to go into. Then you come out with the concept of the basic, the fit of the jacket. He'd put that on. I'd go to wherever he was, studio, hotel, house, Neverland. I would sit in the corner and watch him dance for 6-8 hours at a time in that garment to make sure the garment fit. The garment, like I said, I'm a dancer. I'm not a model. I'll dance the beat. The clothes need to show you the beat. And I want my clothes to be as equally entertaining on a hanger as they are on me. So you just had all these little tidbits. You're just going, oh, like, you know, these were all the challenges. But he was just one of those, and it wasn't like, it's your idea is wrong, my idea is wrong, yours is right, mine is wrong. It was like, what's best for the piece? He had just had his settled ways. Like, if he wanted something on his epaulette, he would point at it and look away, like, notice this, and then, oh, you want something there. He wouldn't say, put something here. It was just that innocence of two little kids kind of playing, and you'd put something there, and he'd dance and look in the mirror and go, it's not right, take it off. And it wasn't like, well, no, I put it there. Okay, it doesn't work, take it off.
It's really different when you're designing for dancers, too, because, like you said, he's got to be able to move in it.
Move in it, and like you said, I don't care what it is, then again, what it cost, how much time you spent. If it doesn't work, it's going to be over there in the corner, because I'm dancing. I'm not a model. I will dance first. And that was kind of the pressures that you had dealing mm-hmm. with him.
And deadlines, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Did you design his entire wardrobe, or were you doing mostly his costumes for public appearances, tours, album covers, and
personal
videos?
Bubbles, the chimpanzee, mm-hmm. everything.
Do you have a Bubbles story?
The first time I ever met Bubbles, he came at us with, he had a pair of roller skates on with a pair of Osh by Gosh
overalls.
Then again, to put a monkey's feet in human roller skates, and it just upset him because his little feet, that's how he works with his grabbing stuff. And he would come up to you and he would grab his foot and pull it up in your face and take that skate and shake it at you like, get this off of me. And you'd go to take it off. And as you're taking it off, he'd look at Michael like, I found someone. Then again, Bubbles, we called Michael's chick magnet. You don't need a Ferrari. You don't need an expensive house. You need a pet monkey. You see photos of him. You see him in zoos. But to see it that close, and Bubbles just loved to be touched, loved to be hugged, and would want to jump and go around the room. And he knew how to work people.
Tell us a little bit about the jacket that you selected for the cover.
The hardest part about doing the book was getting 25 years into 200 pages. Yeah. And then coming up with one of the most iconic book covers for the book, the jacket. Which one do you pick? which could have been another 280 we could have chosen from. And being that I think this was the first one that we majorly made for Michael. And when we left, in, he wore this in 88 in Japan, the first country, to see that on every bus bench, every magazine cover, every newspaper. We'd go into Osaka, Japan, and they would break in the national news and say Michael Jackson's getting off the plane, and he'd walk down with his jacket on. And how that was just so iconic. And you're standing back going, I made that. There was this most famous human on earth, even then, of how I did that. And he would come off stage and win a Grammy. He'd hand you the Grammy, hug you, and say, look what we did. And it's like, well, Michael, I don't sing. He goes, I know, but you were there. He was just that. It was a big team effort, and he just appreciated everyone around him to know that it took all of us to get him to where he wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And always wanted to make sure you got your acknowledgments for what you did for him.
So you picked that jacket for the cover. Tell us about the pictures inside. I know that's described as being pictures that many folks would never have seen before. They haven't been published.
A few of them are like me and Michael working together, which was, then again, they're private moments for Michael. And then he made sure you got a copy of it. Because Michael, it was my best friend. This is not for sale at that point to a tabloid or to like try to make money off of it. And then just being able to put it in here to show the tidbits of how the look on Michael's face, the laughter, you could just, the, and the way he was that close and that much hands-on. And the picture tells a thousand stories about how he's looking at me, and I've got a pair of scissors coming at his neck to cut the T-shirt off around his neck, and it's like, oh, please don't cut me. And just those kind of looks in his face, anyone, is what's great about that photo. And especially about the book is, once you go through it, you want to go through it again. And that's what we wanted to achieve, is just not look through it once, set it back down. It's
go back to it again and again.
Yeah.
There are a lot of detailed photos of the accessories and details on the specific jackets. Now, yes. Are those pictures, I understand, that you took?
Yes. Any photo that's in the book, even the jacket on the cover, anything that's not in the book that's of me and Michael together, I took myself for the clothes. Michael gave me a camera when we started out years ago. We started this book about 20 years ago. And every time he started a new album, a new tour would come out, and it would got shelved because this wasn't the priority. And he gave me the camera and said, you stood next to me, behind me, and watched Annie Leibovitz, Herb Ritz, Matthew Rawston, these type of Hollywood photographers photograph me. You watched how they did it. You can do it. Here's the camera. Go do it. And I didn't know I could do it. I didn't know I could write a book. But Michael insisted, you need to show the fan base what it took to get from a plain glove to my rhinestone glove. What is the detail? What is the process it takes for an artist to get from here to the finished product?
That's a lot of insight on his part.
Well, it was. Michael was fascinated because he always said, wouldn't it be fascinating to know how The Wizard of Oz, getting all those people together to do those scenes with all the costumes and the sets, and that's all lost footage because they'd never documented it. And then with Michael, he was fascinated, and I think that's why the making of the Thriller documentary really solidified Michael, where he wanted to do what it took for an artist to get from A to the finished product.
You must have been devastated when you heard that he had died. Were you in Los Angeles at the time?
I was at the Staples Center waiting for him to show up for the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, you know, someone tells you you just lost your best friend. And the magnification of that, because who he was. To me, he was just Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the iconic world figure of charities and the music and the entertainment. He was just my best friend. First of all, I was like, yeah, right. You know, it's the press, whatever's going on. But when it hit you, it's like, and you got knocked back a few years almost in your life going, what? Why, how, you're trying to compensate for what happened.
And I think a lot of people still feel that. It doesn't really seem real.
But even with the book, I have fans coming up ages from preteen to in their 80s. We'll see a picture in the book of a jacket or a glove or something that Michael had on. They will tell me where they were at, what stadium they were in, what seat they were in, whose friend they were with. I get the same information of when they heard that Michael Jackson passed, where they were at. It's like Kennedy, Martin Luther King, where were you at when these iconic things happened? People were telling me that these book signings, where they were at when they heard the news.
Oh, the book signings must be amazing for you. You have some great pictures on your website of your very recent, when you were inducted into the Portsmouth, Ohio Wall of Fame, and you visited the high school, and there's just great pictures. But I think one of the ones that really touched me was a high school girl, maybe barely high school, ninth grade, who's crying and standing next to you. She was, you know, a little kid when he passed away and not very much of her life experienced it, but just he's just touched so many people.
One of the major things Michael taught me, even over above, help me write a book, photograph a book, costume designer. When you do good, you have to do good. And how when you give out, I mean, some of the money from the book goes to charities. When you start writing checks for charities and you think, okay, I'm done. And then all of a sudden you start another slew of books, you write another check and you write another check. You can't put words to that about how you get to pass mm-hmm. for what someone passed to me that you can mm-hmm. keep on passing the legacy to the next.
Congratulations on your career and your book and being able to spend time with your family and friends back here in Ohio. It's been such a pleasure. I've been speaking with Michael Bush. And for 25 years, he was the designer of Michael Jackson's iconic wardrobe throughout his solo career. And he is now the author of The King of Style, Dressing Michael Jackson. If you would like more information, see images of the book, and read more about Michael and his career, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Cariolgai. She just